Okay, there was a couple and they didn't have a child. So then later they prayed to the Lord and they gave birth to a child. They prayed to Lord Adinath. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Now we will see the story of Nammalvar. Okay? So Nammalvar is incarnation of
Vishwaksena.
Very good. Yeah, very good. Vishwaksena. So Nammalvar is a there was this couple, the husband's name was Kari, and he they didn't have children, so they prayed to Lord Adinath and they were blessed with a child. Again, like Tirumal Isai Alvar, this child also did not speak. He also did not eat anything. He did not cry. He didn't do any of these movements. So that all was there. He was a normal child, but no speech, nothing. So then this couple, they took the child every day to the temple, of Adinath. And they were rich people, so they made a cradle of emerald. Cradle means this, you know, cradle you put the child to sleep, that is called a cradle. And that was made out of emerald. Emerald you must have studied in your geography. Okay, so that with emerald, this thing, they are very, very rich people, so they had made this cradle of emerald and with a lot of jewels and stones, and this they had hung near the temple in Adinath, and they had put this baby. Every day they would go there, and it so happened Anantasesha. Now all of you know Anantasesha. Yeah, he came and he expanded there in a form of a tree. He stayed in a form of a tamarind tree near this temple. Which temple? Yeah, very good. So he stayed near the Sajna temple, and the child, after 11 days, what happened? It didn't speak for 11 days. But after 11 days, it crawled. It didn't stay in this rich cradle and all. It just crawled and it went and it sat below this tree, this tamarind tree. It used to, this tamarind tree was actually the expansion of Anantasesha. And this Alvar, he went and sat there after 11 days, and for 16 years he stayed there itself. He didn't move, he just stayed there. He grew there itself. He didn't eat, he didn't do anything, but he grew there itself for up for 16 years in a yogic form. What no one knew? Yeah, means it spread everywhere, but he was undisturbed. Basically, the point is, these great devotees, they use their tongue only for glorifying Krishna, eyes only for seeing the Lord, ears only for hearing about the Lord, for nothing else. So that is why purposely this child, he didn't even open his eyes. He didn't open, he didn't hear any nonsense. He didn't speak any nonsense. He stayed for 16 years below this tamarind tree. And this tamarind tree was Anantasesha. Now, I'll just shift little bit this past time. There was another Alvar called Madhura Kavi Alvar. These two Alvars, today itself I will tell, because they both are related. So Madhura Kavi Alvar, he was quite old. As a child, he just grew up and he was very scholarly. He learned Vedas, he learned all the scriptures, and he was a very scholar. And then he grew up, Madhura Kavi Alvar, and then he started walking to all the holy places. He went to he went to different places, and he came to Ayodhya. Ayodhya is the birthplace of
Lord Ram.
So he went walking to Ayodhya, and he saw something very special at night. At night he went to he went outside. He saw something shining on the sky. He thought, what is this? Then he went that day. Again the next day he came. Again in the night he saw this something like a star, shining star. Every day, 3-4 days he came, he was seeing this. So he thought, and it was like a light coming from somewhere. So he thought, let me follow this and find out from where it is coming. From, yeah, you were seeing on the sky, yeah, from southern side it was coming. You have read this first time? Very good. Yeah, very good. In the book you read, very, very good. So he saw this light was coming, so he went walking to that place. He went walking, he went to Srirangam. From Ayodhya to Srirangam, he went walking. He went walking, so then what happened? Then still he couldn't find the source. Then still south he walked. And he went over there, and then he went to the place, found the place where this Alvar was sitting. Light was coming from there. And he saw that this person is sitting completely unmovable. So he wanted to see whether this Alvar can see, whether he was dumb or he was deaf or whether he could see. So what he did, he took a piece of stone and he dropped in water. So this Alvar, he opened his eyes. This showed that this Alvar is not deaf, because he heard that, and he was not blind because he opened his eyes. And such beautiful vision. He saw that Madhurakavi Alvar. Madhurakavi Alvar wanted to test whether he is dumb. So he asked a question. What was the question? Can you read from your notes? Because you have read it. Yeah, Nam Alvar.
In, yeah. If the small.
Yeah, if the small.
Is born.
Yes.
A dead body.
Yeah.
What dead body can eat and where it will stay?
Yes. So he, the in this question, in itself it has no meaning. What is the question? Tell loudly.
If the small is born in a dead body, what will it eat and where will it stay?
Yes. Just show that 1 minute.
Mataji, where it is?
Where it is?
Third last line.
Yes, see this one. Madhurakavi asked, if the small is born in a dead's body, what will it eat and where will it stay? So Namma Alvar, he didn't even think. He immediately told the answer, it will eat that and stay there. See, we don't understand the question nor the answer. Right? Because these talks, they are the talks of these great pure devotees, you and I will not understand. But in short, to understand this, in our terms, the thing was, the small is the Atma, the soul. We all, now all of you know your soul?
Yes.
Now to the people who do not know, for example, say Rama. You. What's your name? Huh? Roshni. Now, see, when you were in second standard, if you take your photos in second standard, now you are in sixth standard, now when you will go in tenth standard, if you take three photos of yours, will it be the same? No. But you are the same. So what is changing? What is changing?
Photo.
Huh? Your body is changing, no? Yes? Your, what is changing?
Body.
But you are the same. And who are you?
Sorry.
You are the same even when you are 2 years old. You are the same when you are 50 years old. Then who are you? You are the soul. You are the Atma. You are the soul. And Atma is a small part of Krishna. That is why we have these qualities. Now, this Atma, so the question was, this this Atma, the thing, when if it stays, the body, so for example, say in our house, say your grandma or someone, you know, someone very old is admitted in a hospital. And your parents spend lakhs of money in a hospital. Now you cannot spend 10 rupees, 20 rupees, right? You have to spend lakhs of money, right? But what happens, suppose your whoever it is, grandma or grandfather, whoever, they leave the body. Will you spend anything? Why? The grandma is there, no? Why are you not spending? Just think over it. Yeah. Why?
Because the body cannot speak.
No. Okay, that way is okay. But the exact answer is, Neha is saying, the soul has gone. You are doing all these activities, jumping up and down, hitting him, doing that, this, all. Why? Because the soul is giving you the, and that is consciousness. The soul is giving you to do all these things. But if the soul is not there, you are a dead body. Can you understand what I am saying? So you don't spend even 1 rupee. Say for example, a husband and wife are there, they both love each other. But say suppose the wife is leaves the body. So will the husband go near her?
No.
Why is he not going to her now anymore? She is there, no? The body is there, her hands are there, her legs are there, eyes are there, hair is there, everything is there. And what is not there?
Soul.
Soul is not there. So this soul, and what is the food for the soul? The food for the soul is Krishna Katha. Everything about Krishna, devotion, chanting, that is the food for the soul. So you will do everything. You will eat pizza, you will do everything, but still you won't be happy. Why? Until and unless the soul is not happy, you cannot be happy. And the soul is only happy, it is only happy when you hear Krishna's pastime. Don't you feel that? When you hear any Krishna's pastimes, you feel so happy. Isn't it? Do you feel happy if you see a movie? You spend 100 rupees for a ticket and you go and sit for 3 hours in the Cinemax. And you eat popcorn. You come out, what happens? All your head, you're all, it is paining, you're all, it is red. You feel, let me go and sleep. But here, what happens after the class? When you hear about Krishna, you want to hear more, no? You become fresh. See, you become fresh and you want to hear more about Krishna, no? Because Krishna's pastimes are so beautiful. They are not like yours and mine. What we do is not pastime. What Krishna does, even if he steals, it is a pastime. If you and I steal, it is not a pastime. We will be hit by our mother. Anyway, so that is the meaning of this. So he said, it will stay there and eat that. Means what? Hari Bol. The Atma, it stays in the body, dead body, and it eats what? The pastimes of the Lord. So this was the question, this was the answer given by Madhura, this one, Nam Alvar. Now then, immediately Madhura Kavi Alvar felt very happy for this answer. He said, what an answer. He immediately fell at the feet of Nam Alvar, although Nam Alvar was just 16 years old. Madhura Kavi Alvar was very old. He was almost grandfather, very old. But he fell at the feet of Nam Alvar and he said that, please make me your disciple. Accept me. Please become my guru. So Nam Alvar became the guru of Madhura Kavi Alvar. And Nam Alvar said that from now onwards, I will be writing the poems. Whatever poems I will be dictating, you write it down. And in that place itself, Nam Alvar would sit and all the deities, many of these deities, they would come there. And Nam Alvar would sing poems just like that. See, even if Krishna comes here, we will not know what to do. Because we are not educated, we are not that thing. But Nam Alvar, he used to sell poems from the place where he was sitting. All the poems and all the deities used to come there and each of the deities received their poems. They would come to receive a poem from Nam Alvar. Are you able to follow what I am saying?
Yes.
So this way Nam Alvar used to tell poems and Madhura Kavi Alvar used to write poems. Whatever he would speak, one deity would come, Nam Alvar would just tell the poem, Madhura Kavi Alvar would just immediately write it down. Because these were the beautiful words that were coming from Nam Alvar. Then after like this, Nam Alvar stayed for 35 years. And after 35 years, Nam Alvar said, now I have to go back to spiritual world. So, he left his body. But Madhura Kavi Alvar felt very bad because he won't get the association of his guru. So, because he felt very bad, Nam Alvar produced an Archa Vigraha. We should not tell statue. Shivaji's, Gandhiji's, Subhash Chandra Bose, all are statues. But Prabhupada's is Archa Vigraha. All these pure devotees know, we don't tell statue of Krishna. We say Archa Vigraha. Of Prabhupada, of all these Alvars, it is called Archa Vigraha. So this Archa Vigraha of Nam Alvar, he got a golden form of Nam Alvar. And every day Madhura Kavi Alvar would worship Nam Alvar. He would not worship Krishna. He would worship Namma Alvar. The why Madhurakavi Alvar is important? Because he was the Alvar who brought out the importance of his guru. Of Madhura, of Namma Alvar. Are you able to follow what I am saying?
Yes.
So Madhurakavi Alvar brought the importance of Namma Alvar. And Namma Alvar, when he was there for these 35 years, he wrote very beautiful poems which were the essence of the four Vedas. He wrote many poems. Majority of the contribution in the 4,000, what? 4,000 Divya?
4,000 Divya?
108 Divya Desams, that is 108 Divya Temples and 4,000 Divya Prabandham. So in that 4,000 Divya Prabandham, Namma Alvar has contributed the maximum. Yeah, the full list is given, no? And that is the essence of the Vedas. And Namma Alvar, he was named Namma Alvar by Sri Ranganath himself. Okay? And this Madhurakavi Alvar, he wrote 11 poems on glorifying whom? Namma Alvar. All the Alvars wrote poems to glorify Krishna. But Madhurakavi Alvar wrote poems to glorify his guru. And those 11 poems were recited by, who is the grandfather of Ramanuja?
Ramanuja.
Yeah. Who is the grandfather? Yeah, yes, yes. Who is the grandfather of Yamunacharya?
Nadamuni.
This Nadamuni, he recited these 11 poems. Just listen to this carefully. Yes. This Madhurakavi Alvar, how many poems he wrote? 11. And these on whom he wrote?
Namalvar.
Namalvar. And these 11 poems. Just listen carefully. Natha Muni, he recited 12,000 times. Yes. After reciting all these 11 poems 12,000 times, Namma Alvar himself came and he gave all the 4,000 Divya Prabandhams to Natha Muni. Understood? This is how Natha Muni got all the 4,000 Divya Prabandhams written by all the Alvars. That was with Namma Alvar, and Namma Alvar gave it when Madhurakavi Alvar's poems were recited 12,000 times. Shri Madhurakavi Alvar ki
Jai!
Shri Namma Alvar ki
Jai!
All glories to the lotus feet of Namma Alvar and Madhurakavi Alvar. Shri Prabhupada ki
Jai!